the Minister of Justice and Constitution Affairs has criticized a section of leaders in Gulu City for turning street-connected children as tools for violence to solve their own personal and political interests. His statement follows the December 6, 2025 incident where a group of street-connected children were mobilized by a section of local leaders to block the campaign rally for the National Unity Platform Party NUP presidential candidate Robert Kyagulanyi. Addressing journalists on Sunday from his countryside home in Tegot Farm State, Unyama Sub-County Gulu District, Mao said it's tragic when people weaponize the suffering of others for personal interest, saying such leaders are weak. According to Mao, instead of weaponizing those who live in ghettos, the leaders should liberate them from the ghettos, because ghetto life is very tough that nobody wishes, if not for the conditions that might have forced them into. Arthur Wong, a security expert and a researcher with Center for African Research, warned that the weaponization of the street-connected children poses a very big risk to security that the leaders must not take lightly. 19 years after the end of the two decades of the Lord's Resistance Army-led insurgency at Chole sub-region has seen the rise of urban crime, particularly in Gulu City. The problem has been attributed to a number of factors driven by socio-economic challenges, the legacy of conflict and unemployment.